God. It says, in thee, O Lord, do I put my trust. Let me never be ashamed. Thank you, Jesus. Deliver me in thy righteousness. Bow down thine ear to me. Deliver me speedily. Say speedily.
Speedily.
Be thou my strong rock for a house of defense to save me. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Therefore, for thy name's sake, say for your name's sake.
For your name's sake.
Lead and guide me. Pull me out of the net that they have laid privily for me. For thou art my strength. You may be seated. In thine hand I commit my spirit. Thou hast redeemed me, O Lord, God of truth. Today we're going to talk about consider what you say when you're going through a trial. Amen. Consider your words. Because how many of you know the words say we are snared by the words of our own mouth. Amen.
That's right.
Glory to God. So sometimes, say sometimes. Not all the time. So don't go and say when you're going through, well, I didn't call this on myself, so she may not know what she's talking about. The key word in the sentence, say sometimes.
Sometimes.
Sometimes we're still in a trial because of the words that come out of our own mouth. Amen. And this is David. He was saying, indeed, Lord, do I put my trust. Let me never be ashamed. How many of you know that God say he rolled away the reproach off of his people? He'll never allow you to be ashamed before the enemy. Amen. He said, this day, say this day.
This day,
this day have he removed the reproach. He's rolled away the reproach. Can I tell you something? Even some of the things that we caused on our own self, by our own decisions, and then sometimes, can I tell you, you don't have to do a thing. You can be smack in the middle of the will of God and still all hell will break loose and you trying to wonder why. Amen. So sometimes it could be something you said or done, but how many know sometimes you can do everything right and everything still seems like it go wrong. Amen. Can I get a witness?
Amen.
Amen. He said, he never let me be ashamed. Deliver me in thy righteousness. Watch this. And then he said, deliver me speedily. Anybody ever been there? It seemed like God taking too long. Deliver me speedily. Not today, but yesterday. Deliver me speedily. Get me out of this mess right now. I realize that you say you rolled away the reproach. You say you never let me be ashamed. But right now, I'm on thin ice. How many ever been there? I'm on thin ice. You say you never let me be ashamed, but just seem like this thing is going on just a little bit too long. Amen. Even though I'm standing on your word, he said, you my rock, you my fortress. How many of you know at this time he wasn't delivered?
Yeah.
At this time the enemy was still coming against him. At this time it still seemed like he was losing, but in his with his own mouth he told God, you are my rock, you are my fortress. He said, for your name's sake, say for your name's sake. See, not for me, but for the kingdom's sake. But for your sake, what are people going to say about you if they know that I've been lifting you up? I've been praising your name. If they know I've been speaking about the goodness of Jesus. But for your own name's sake, you got to get me out of this mess. For your own name's sake. But let's pause right here for a minute. Sometimes the way out of that mess is just to repent. Say, Lord, I was wrong. This is my fault. I made some wrong decision. Made some wrong turn. I ain't going to make no excuses for them. I was just wrong. A lot of times we don't like to hear that. Amen. I was just wrong. And how many of you know that instantly? See, a lot of times we say, well, I confess. I'll confess to God and I don't have to go there. Sometimes when you've done wrong, you got to go to somebody and say, look, I wronged you. Look, I lied on you. Look, I treated you bad for no reason. See, a lot of times we like to bypass man and go to God. And can I tell you something? It ain't no apology when you go and say, look, if I did anything to you. If I hurt your feelings, you know, if it's something, you know you did something. That's why you're there, amen. Don't that just boil you over when somebody say, if I did anything to hurt your feelings, I'm sorry. You know you hurt my feelings. That's why you're here. True repentance just means, look, I did it. I'm sorry. I'm owning up to it. That no excuse. I was just wrong. Will you forgive me? Once you did that, can I tell you something? It'll be lifted off of you. It's not your job whether they forgive you or not. Amen. Don't spend time trying to convince them to forgive you. And in other words, I've done my part. Say, I did my part.
I did my part.
Now, when you say it, make sure if you need to do your part, go do it. Amen. Say, I've done my part once I come to you. But it's up to you to forgive, because after that, my hands are clean. And now that I'm free from it, say, free from it. said, now that I'm free from it, because a lot of times we like to skip over that scripture when he said, if we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us. A lot of times we like to skip over that because we say it's under the blood. How many of you know it's under the blood, but still you got to admit that you're wrong? Repent means something that I'm turning from something that I know I shouldn't have done, I shouldn't have said, a situation I know that I shouldn't be in. Repentance don't mean just that I'm saying I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, confession doesn't just mean I'm sorry. Amen. Confession means I did it. Yeah, sorry is included, but I'm owning up to what I did. And then, well, watch this. Once I admit that I did it, then I don't go back and do it again. Amen. And watch this. He said, thou art my rock. Say, thou art my rock. And thou art my fortress. Therefore, for thy name's sake, lead me and guide me. Watch this. He said, pull me out of this net that they laid for me. In other words, he fell into a trap, and he's asking God to deliver him. Watch this. Sometimes when we go through, it seems like the enemy have the upper hand, but how many of you know that's not so? Say, not so. If you would, just go backwards to Job chapter 1. Amen. I've been reading over Job and studying Job. A lot of times, if you're going through it, if you read Job, I promise you it'll help you. Because you get so tired of Job complaining till you must say Job. And you want to skip about 4 or 5 chapters because he spent about 10 of them saying how good he is and how bad everybody else is and how God owes him. How many of you know sometimes when you're going through, don't we all feel that way? I go to church, I pay my tithe, I'm living holy, I'm doing what it is I ought to do. God, you owe me. Amen. Why is this in verse 1? Is it over there? In verse 1 it said, there was a man in the land of Uz whose name was Job. And that man was perfect and upright. Say perfect and upright.
Perfect and
I mean, you know we're all perfect in Christ. And one that feared God and eschewed evil. And there were born to him 7 sons and 3 daughters. His substance also was 7,000 sheep, 3,000 camels, 500 yoke of oxen, 500 she-asses, that's, I'm just reading the Bible, and a very great threshold, so that this man, watch this, was the greatest of all the men of the east. He was the greatest. Say he was the greatest. And to make a long story short, his sons went out to feast, the daughters went out to feast, and he feared that they had sinned against God. And he would always go and sacrifice, not knowing whether they sinned or not, but he would always sacrifice just in case. And verse 7 said, and the Lord said to Satan, whence cometh thou? He was walking to and fro, and he said to the Lord said to Satan, whence cometh thou? Satan answered the Lord and said, from going to and fro in the earth and from walking up and down in it. And the Lord said unto Satan, hast thou considered my servant Job, that there is none like him in the earth, a perfect and an upright man, one that feared God and eschewed evil? Can I tell you, if you read every other translation other than the King James Bible, this version make it look like, and a lot of people teach that God offered Job up to Satan. But how many of you know if God is an all-knowing God, he knows the end from the beginning. He said he knows the heart of man. He knows your very thoughts, the very hair on your head. So how many of us know he already knew what Satan was thinking? He already knew what Satan was doing. So the real translation should read, I know that you're only walking to and fro because I know that you're considering my servant Job. I know that you've been looking at him, and just to make it plain, you know that he walked upright before me. And so in other words, I already know what you're thinking. I know where this is going. In other words, they phrase it as a question, but God was really making a statement. You have been considering my servant Job. Now, this ain't no one where you think, because I ain't Job, don't want to be Job, amen? Don't want to be like Job, amen? A lot of times people preach this, the devil is a liar, and can I tell you, if you say that, so are you. You ain't like Job, you don't want to be chosen. That's just religion. Say that, just religion. And a lot of times that sounds good when you hear somebody say that they want to be like Job. How many of you know you don't want to be in the position that Job was in? Amen. To lose everything and then the enemy attack his body, even though